I'll call to order the City Council meeting of March the 13th, 2017 at 6:14 p.m. Call for a moment of silence, please. If we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, please.
We got Paul Arena.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
And Mary Lou Seward.
Here.
The first item we have on our agenda is audience participation. And Sam, do you know if anyone has signed up that wishes to speak this evening? Okay, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council this evening? Hearing none, I'm going to suggest that we move up our item number five, the fire chief's report. We know we're anxious to hear from the fire chief.
This way, I don't want to begin with our report. I keep getting bumped up and up.
Actually, this meeting, it's very, very short. I just have our newsletter. Nothing too exciting going on. We've had a couple promotions within the department. We have a new training captain, a new lieutenant. Calls have been actually quite calm. We average about 11 calls a day, and we've been doing 2 to 3 the last 3 or 4 weeks. So it's not uncommon this time of year just before summer. It is kind of the lull in our, if we have one. And then come summertime when all our visitors come back to Birch Bay, it will spike. So unless you have any questions on the newsletter, I really don't have too much to
any
report
questions
on.
From the chief? Thank you very much, Chief. Thank
yep.
you.
I just have one comment to make. I just want to thank the fire department on behalf of all of us trying to organize CERT, both in Blaine and Semiahmoo, at the cooperation of the fire department to make your facilities available for our meetings and training sessions.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thank you, Chief. I'm going to withhold, I'm going to delay the executive session. We have a gentleman that is going to be caught up in traffic, so we'll delay that for a few minutes. Next item on our agenda will be written communications. Do we have any?
We have an email dated February 27th, 2017 from Bill Becht regarding stop signs, an email dated March 8th, 2017 from Debbie Harger regarding the Wings Over Water opening and artist reception on Friday, March 10th, 2017. Another email dated March 9th, 2017 from Aaron Emery regarding litter on the street. And a new email dated March 13th, 2017 from Raven Whitewolf regarding litter on the street.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sam. Okay, the next item on our agenda will be the consent agenda. And we have approval of bills in the amount of $226,588.71. Approval of payroll in the amount of $528,222.23. Approval of the council minutes for February the 27th, 2017. Resolution 1705-17, surplus PW vehicles and equipment. And the next item, project completion, public works building. Are there any questions or comments?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0. Next item on our agenda is going to be the council action items, and we have the AT&T facility easement in Lincoln Park. And I believe Mr. Winger looks like he's jumping up here to address us on that.
Council, I don't have a PowerPoint presentation, but I do have a number of pictures and slides I can bring up if there's questions. This is a request that the council authorize the city manager to sign a easement purchased by AT&T from the city of Blaine for a small facility in Lincoln Park. The easement area is about 600 square feet, but there is also a need to access that area by vehicle so that they'll need to be able to drive into the park, drive across that northern area, which is a lawn and some trail today, to be able to maintain their facility. It's a communications vault today, and it's been there for about 3 decades. We're not sure exactly how long. It's been there for a long time. It's about a 6-foot box out of the ground. It's maybe 4 feet high. It doesn't look like much, but there is an impressive underground concrete vault that extends about 40 feet long by 15 feet wide. So it's a pretty big communications facility there, and we're fairly certain that AT&T doesn't want to move it. So we did request a couple of opinions from local realtors on the value of that. They did have a pretty significant range. We're recommending the highest possible range that was suggested, which is $15,000, and that is, you know, an easement that would allow them to continue to be there essentially forever in perpetuity. In addition to that, because they need vehicle access to their own vault, we're requesting that they pay a prorated share of an asphalt trail that's going in there. We had our public works staff look at that. The range was about $6,000 to $9,000 worth of asphalt, but under $10,000. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. There's a number of things that the council can do, different options to move forward. If you wanted to, you could send this to an executive session to talk about pricing more and so forth. If you can approve the proposal as suggested by staff, you could deny the proposal, and then we would just ask the AT&T remove their vault from the park that's been there for quite a while.
So before the council responds, you should put the slides up so we can see it.
Oh, sure. I have some images of the vault.
It. And then we could use this for closed session if you want. But if you want to use closed session to talk about pricing.
Okay, we'll add that to our executive session.
If you'd like.
Sure. And then we would anticipate an action. Yeah.
Yes, Dennis.
Can I ask Alex a question?
You certainly may. Right ahead.
Alex, do you know whether this would have any effect on the proposed sewer line through the park?
Well, maybe Ms. White Wolf is better prepared to answer that question. Please.
Actually, this was sort of discovered by that project in a sense. That they contacted us when they heard about our project and asked if they could pave their access to the vault, and we're like, what vault? So, like Alex said, the piece on the top looks very small, just looks like a manhole, communications. Had no idea that it was anything like what you're seeing on the screen here. So, but the rest of the answer to your question is yes, we have confirmed that it is safe for excavation next to the vault so that we can proceed without any issues on our sewer project.
Did that answer your question, Dennis?
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions?
So, Alex, when was that slide taken?
I don't have a date for that picture, unfortunately. Okay. So, just roughly in the early 1990s, but that's as close as we can narrow it down.
So, any idea, council members? You want this in executive session, or are you prepared to act on this this evening?
I just assume we did the option number one.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I just got a question on if we grant this easement and they pay for it and everything, Does this preclude us at any future time if, you know, plans for the park should change or the entrance should change and we might even decide to move our pump house, who knows, I don't know. Would we be able to ask them at any future time to remove it?
Well, I believe we'd have to enter into a negotiation with them, but they would have the rights in perpetuity forever as part of this 600 square feet.
Uh-huh. So this is basically an in perpetuity thing?
Yes.
Okay.
How does staff feel about that?
Well, I would say Lincoln Park is pretty big, so this does occupy a small portion of the park. It is near that, I think there's a water pump station over there as well, so there's some other infrastructure in that immediate vicinity of the park. And that it's been there for, you know, quite a while already. It's been there, you know, for about three decades or so. So if they were to come to us today, I would be not recommending that we approve this easement, that we retain the parking, you know, rights to that land. But because it's been there for so long, and I think we can design around it, that we move forward, staff is recommending that we do authorize this easement. Now, I'd point out that these prices and the compensation haven't been presented to AT&T yet. So if the council were to approve this, we would go back to them and say, this is what we're asking for, and then let them react to that. I'm hoping they'll just accept those terms. But we weren't able to put a price on this or compensation yet until we spoke with you.
Yes. Oh, it may not be an appropriate question. What on earth do they need a communication vault there for?
I couldn't possibly answer that. I'm not even sure what's in it.
The border.
Sorry?
Probably the border. The border, probably.
We don't know. We assume it has to do with AT&T transferring data at people's voices and such. It's a big switching station.
Seems an odd place for a big switching station.
Mr. Manager, can I just ask a question? Since we don't know if AT&T has agreed to any of these prices, would it be in order for us to put this off until Alex has more information to provide to us?
Well, I think our attorney can respond to that, but my recommendation is that you could go ahead and authorize us to move forward with the conversation. They've got the public information just as we do now in front of us, but I think by moving forward, you can give us authority to do that.
Okay.
That'd be my recommendation.
And yeah.
If they decide something different, we'll bring it back to you.
Okay. Yeah. That's how you feel about that.
Is the city manager's authority to approve the agreement at that price without coming back?
Yeah. So we're effectively giving our approval if they go for our terms.
Okay. Yes.
Do we have a right to know what they're doing with this vault, what it's for, because it's on our land? I mean, can we ask the question? I would like to know that.
Just as a point of argument a bit, they may not want to.
I know, and that's true, but that tells us something in itself. So I would like to ask the question at least.
Yeah, we will. We'll ask the question.
Okay. Yes, Dennis, go ahead.
No. Yeah.
If at some point in time, if they say we don't need that easement anymore, then what happens to the property that comes back to the city? And as far as, quote, cleanup, are they responsible and for that as well, do you know?
We can require it.
Okay.
We can make that out there to be clear. And when you say somebody abandons it and you don't know, then you may go like a DCDC. If the operator has contamination or something on the site, they can contact the party.
I,
if we do put in some language about it being terminated, I would put protection of sewer main, because the sewer is going alongside of it.
Okay.
Okay, I would be willing to entertain a motion. Charlie made one?
Yeah. What was your motion, Charlie? Just
to accept number one.
Yeah.
Do we accept number one as a recommendation from the staff? Okay.
Seconded.
Just motion has been made and seconded, and Paul has a question.
There have been a number of suggestions for modifications to the agreement. Does this motion include those modifications?
I thought what we talked about would be talked about in discussions with them.
We will include the termination language in the easement when we finalize and send it over. I understood that to be part of what you were discussing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harry, yes, Dennis.
So the price that we're talking about is part of this whole package. So if you agree to this, you're agreeing to the price.
That's my understanding what the motion would be at that price, as presented with modifications to the terms of the easement as discussed. Really being the restoration of the site upon termination, to clarify that's in there.
I guess I have a question then, is can we change that at this point?
Well, are you asking to modify the motion, or are you asking to modify?
Modify the amount. An amendment to the motion.
You can propose to amend the motion. It's been moved and seconded, so there's a motion at that price on the table. The moving party and the second can accept the friendly amendment, or you can move to amend the motion.
Can we amend it to leave it open as to the price?
If you leave it open to amend the price, I'd say withdraw the motion so that we let staff negotiate and bring something back. You don't have a set price, then you're not authorizing the approval of anything. You're just telling staff to go ahead and negotiate it. If you would like a price that which the staff cannot go below, then you set that price for which you would accept the terms. If you want to leave room to negotiate, then you don't set the price and you ask staff to go negotiate it and bring back the best deal.
Harry?
I'm not sure what you're trying to achieve, council member, so I'm not sure if I'm helping you focus the thoughts you have.
I'm not sure about the value that's being placed on this. I don't know whether it's reasonable or not. I guess that's my concern.
Well, I think that's why staff received a couple of some different opinions to try to set the value, did not rely on themselves, and they used the highest valuation that they had to use the professional opinion setting value.
Dennis, it's in your court.
No, I don't make an amendment.
Don't want to make an amendment?
No.
Okay. So the motion is still on the table as is. Are there any further questions, comments, amendments that anyone wishes to make? If not, I will call for the vote. All in favor of approval of the request as recommended by the staff? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say nay.
I'm going to say nay.
Okay, one says nay. And so the motion is carried 6-1.
Two
said nay. Okay, pardon me. Two said nay. Did you get who they were, Sam? Dennis and Paul said nay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the motion is carried 5-2. Is that correct? Okay. Up, onwards and upwards. As the gentleman for our executive session arrived.
He has, and we're so close to the end of the meeting.
You think we should go on?
Finish it up and then we can.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, the next item will be department reports. We have public works and project updates.
Oh. Sorry. I'm looking at Michael going, okay, that's what we're doing.
If we're moving too fast, Raven, we can slow it down.
If it pleases the chair, I'm happy to go out of order.
You please go ahead. So we're going to do community development services, and A is the 2016 enforcement report.
Yes, sir, and you may remember I tried to give you this report at the end of our 2016 development report, but for some reason the computer froze up and I couldn't get the last few slides out, and then we had a snowstorm at another meeting and a couple of other things happened, so here it finally is. short because it's really just the last couple slides of another presentation. So you asked for some additional information related to enforcement, and this is the year's wrap-up on that. There were a total of 107 enforcement cases in 2016. As you can see, a lot of those are vegetation and trash, and those things were cleaned up at a pretty high rate. There are still some that are being worked on, and of course, some of these started in March when we began this activity, and some of them started in December, so they roll over into the next year if not taken care of quickly. Other things like attractive nuisances, taken care of 100%, of course, because those we address right away, and if necessary, we go in and take action due to the nature of them. And then some other things like vehicles parked where they're not legally permitted to be, those also 100%. And environmental, those are things like illegal wetland fill or things like that. Those have been resolved as well. And so the primary ones that we're working on are dangerous structures. Those take a long time. So some of those have been completed. And all of those that were hazardous have been sealed up. So you can't just walk into the dangerous structures anymore. But some of them are still there. And we're working on those. Those are particularly one downtown structure on Peace Portal Drive that you're aware of, and we have a follow-up meeting with the property owners coming up in about 2 weeks to give them a preliminary draft of the notice that or the order that they'll be receiving related to the building. Rocky Mountain Trading is we're working with a contractor and the property owner to demolish the building. That's lagging a little bit, but we're happy to see the progress is being made. At the corner of H and Odell, there are two old houses that are in really bad disrepair. They had been open. They actually had squatters in one of them without any utilities, and that's all been sealed up, and they are gone, and the property owner has agreed to demolish those. C Street is the same property owner as Rocky Mountain Trading, as is Bell Road, and those are also both moving towards either demolition or being moved. In the case of the Bell Road property, the house may be moved to another site. And so it's great to see all of that moving along. It does take time. On the other hand, related to dangerous structures, we actually have had a few of them come down, some garages, some other buildings, and that activity has stimulated a couple of those properties to go into construction with new projects. So it's actually some of the development or some of the enforcement activity is stimulating growth and development directly, whereas some of the other is just cleaning things up and making it a more attractive community for investment. And also, you asked for some information related to the hearing examiner. So we've had six cases go to the hearing examiner. There have been a few more hearings than that because some of those cases went twice. But we've had six cases. And in every instance, the rulings have been in favor of the city. So at no time has the hearing examiner said we were violating our code or being excessive. He was fining with us in each instance. As you know, the fines collected are really pretty modest in comparison to the fines that are forgiven because our code is set up to create great incentive for people to comply by charging them, if they're in violation, $250 a day for every day they're in violation. That adds up really fast, $7,500 or so in a month. So that makes it look like the fines are huge, but generally at the hearing examiner, if the person is compliant and is working, has a pretty good reason for why they're in the situation that they're in and is being cooperative and moving forward with a plan, typically the hearing examiner reduces the fines pretty substantially. In all instances, we've covered the costs related to staff time, direct staff time, and hearing examiner fees. So it is not costing us money per se to have those hearings. But that's where those stand, and I can probably answer some questions about that if you have them, although I don't have Maddie with me and she knows all this off the top of her head.
Questions?
It's actually going very well.
What
I would like to report on that for more than anything. I'd say it's going really well. And I just wanted to mention two other things real quickly. We did apply to the Port of Bellingham's Small Cities Economic Development Fund for this year, and we did receive a letter confirming that we have been awarded the $15,000 to match our funds to work on developing a formal access alley behind on the lower level of Peace Portal behind the properties on the west side. So we'll be proceeding with that. That is great. I'm excited about that. And I have another thing almost as old as this enforcement report sitting in my office that I realized was still there, so I wanted to just mention that.
Michael, that roadway, is that going to go out for bid, or is that going to be done?
It's a small works roster project or a services request because it's just engineering and surveying. So it's a very small cost. It doesn't have to go out for bid. Okay. And maybe when it's constructed, that would be different. Then the last thing I wanted to mention, which is this plaque, which has been sitting in my office since, like, Christmas time. And, it was one of those things. I had it with me, and we had a meeting that went really long, and we dropped the reports at the end. But this is from the State of Washington Department of Ecology, and it is an Environmental Excellence Award that was awarded to the city and others for Drayton Harbor cleanup. And I just wanted to show this to you because not everyone was there, I think, at the award ceremony when it was given. It was freezing cold. And we have this now, and we'll be hanging it up downstairs in the City Hall offices. So it's, you know, kudos to everyone who's been involved. A lot of public works engineering went into cleaning this up. Picking up dog poop when you're walking your dog goes into making this happen. There's a million things from very big to very small, but it's made a difference. And I just think it's great that we have that.
I'd like to see us do something on a yearly basis.
To recognize the water clean.
Recognize the work goes into keeping that harbor clean.
That's a good idea. Clean water days or something.
Clean water days.
Yeah.
Just make sure we don't do it right when it's a snowstorm.
All right. Keep this brief. I am really just so pleased seeing that, though. I actually was on the Shellfish Protection District Advisory Committee when it was originally formed as a watershed master, and it's amazing that it's taken this long, but her persistence prevailed. So, just so sweet. All right, Public Works Advisory Committee meeting. Our next meeting will be on the 6th of April. Our special guest will be three folks from the Port of Bellingham. So, looking forward to that. I'll give you a quick update on Transportation Benefit District informational meetings. So this week's kind of an active one. Be talking to BTAC tomorrow, Semiahmoo Board on Wednesday. Bill Bullock will be speaking with the Semiahmoo's Men's Club on Thursday, and then I'll be speaking at the Senior Center on the 24th. They promised a good lunch. It's Friday. We also are scheduling open houses in April. We set them for April 8th, which will be in Central Blaine in the morning, and then one for April 17th, which will be at the Semiahmoo Firehouse in the evening. The Vista Terrace electrical project, we actually extended that bid opening another 2 weeks because we only had one contractor on our plan holders. And we wanted to try to get more competitive bids, so we've been making phone calls, making sure contractors know that that is out to bid. A couple of things that we've set up here in City Hall at lunch that I thought you might be interested in. One is we're doing wellness Tai Chi. So we have an instructor coming in on the 2nd and the 9th to teach a very simple form of Tai Chi. Mostly stretching and such like that. And she's going to come for 2 Mondays from 12 to noon, and then with myself and the assistance of a video, we hope to continue it for 8 weeks, possibly longer, if there's enough interest. And then we're also doing a training on Microsoft Outlook for any of you that might like to see more of the features that has. The 21st, that's next Tuesday from noon to 1 here. And that's all I have, unless there's questions. We are busy, busy, busy with the development review mostly, it seems. Lots going on.
Super.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
Okay, public safety, chief's not here, and we have the city manager's report.
So I just have a brief update and discuss the request by Mr. Zell for his project. So we went around the table on how to present this letter and came to back the best way, we think, maybe just a simple acknowledgement that he's doing a wonderful thing. So I wrote the letter, actually with Sherry's help, for the mayor's signature. I don't think it requires council action. So it says, Dear Jim, thank you for taking time to speak to the council on Monday, February 27th, regarding your proposed archiving project, which includes documenting stories and scanning newspapers and other historical documents for the purpose of preserving the written history of the city of Blaine and the surrounding areas. The city of Blaine thanks you for your interest and wishes you well in your endeavors. And the purpose for this, I think, was for you to be able to take this to various places that might have that information that he wants to demonstrate that the city is recognizing this work and supports it. That's a simple way of approaching this without a larger action, which I think is probably appropriate. So I just want to get your feedback on this. If you have any changes or modifications, let me know. Otherwise, we'll finalize it for the mayor's signature.
Questions or comments for David?
Nope. Yes, sir.
Is Mr. Zell satisfied with it?
Mr. Zell, are you satisfied?
Yes. I'm going to get this out.
Well, you want to come up?
I would like to get this out to as much of Blaine as possible because I'm going on 83 years old, and I feel like I'm going to live forever. But other people have control of that. So I'm trying to recruit people to, one, have a couple of them there to carry it on after I'm finished, because I thought it would only take me 6 months to do this, the archiving of it. And I found out that it takes longer. It's going to take me up to a couple years. But I want to make sure there's someone to carry on after you throw me in the cemetery. But if people, like I was 15 years ago, I went to the Kiwanis Club here that we had, and I was talking about a historical society, but the name historical society scares people, I think. They thought it was a great idea, but there's nobody that's interested in it. I'm starting to get some few people that's interested in it, and I'll be speaking, making a presentation similar to what I did last meeting here with the Chalison, I can't pronounce that name, but the Neighborhood Association. And I know the president, when I talked to her, she was real excited and thought there may be somebody there that might, because they're interested in history.
Okay, thank you, sir, and Godspeed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so are there any questions or comments for me? So the next thing we're going to do is walk through the council's reports, then we'll go into closed session. With everyone here, it will probably take about an hour, I'm thinking. About half of that's going to be real estate, the other half is going to be HR functions. So that's our next set of work.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go through the council reports. Bonnie, do you have any kind of interview?
The chamber was very involved in the Wings Over Water, and I went to the events at the school on Saturday, and it seemed very well attended. A lot of good informational booths as well as craft booths that most had something to do with birds. And also I wanted to mention that this Thursday, city manager and I are going to the IMTC meeting all Thursday morning. By the way, that stands for International Mobility Trade Corridor. It has to do with all kinds of issues on the I-5 trade corridor for Canada and the United States and our immediate area and concerns thereof. So, and I do not have a library committee report.
Okay. Yes.
Can I just add two things? The Wings Over Water, I went to the Friday night thing and there was not anybody from Canada. And I just wonder whether we didn't publicize this well enough in Canada.
No, I don't know. I know it was very well I heard all kinds of radio spots. I listened to KGMI quite a bit.
They asked in the crowd if there was anybody from Canada and zero, which surprised us. So that's,
I think there may have been competing other activities of similar interest.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I know there was a contact with the Audubon Society and others that came back. I saw the emails where they thanked us for the invitation, but there were other activities already in play.
And the second thing, Bonnie, is the Friends of the Library are having the pianist come back March 18th. This is a Saturday.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes, March 18th. There's an excellent pianist. I think that's a Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah. I highly recommend attending that.
Very low. Paul, do you have anything on WTA?
Actually, I do. The new service changes roll out on March 19. Rick Nicholson of the WTA has agreed to come up to the Senior Center sometime in April to present training and discussion of the new routes.
Thank you. Charlie, do you have any on the Drake Harbor Shellfish?
No, they haven't had a meeting lately.
Hey, Dennis, what about your two?
Senior Center had the breakfast on Saturday, and they had over 100 people. And Boys and Girls Club, no report.
Okay. Small Cities Caucus, I don't have anything. Do you have anything, David, on next week's meeting?
Yep.
And Whatcom Council of Governments, you're going to help me on this, Raven. There was two applications approved by the COG, and they were for funds coming from...
Well, we've got a new round of federal funding coming in for regional, and then there, I don't remember the new name of the pedestrian program, but they've revamped their applications, and they've put out the call for projects. Yeah. So
that's what we're really taking up the time at the COG. So that's my report on that. Any change on calendars, Mr. City Manager? Sam, do you have any?
I don't have any, no.
Mary Lou, you have something to
add? Yeah, two things. First of all, in council reports, just want to mention that the Boy Scouts reached out to us to help in their citizenship badges, and so I attended the only one, so I'm going to get all the votes from the new Scouts to talk to them about government and answer their questions. So I thought it was good that there was some outreach from us to them. Secondly, Public Works, you just said they're meeting on April 6th, and it's not in this calendar. At least I can't see it.
You're absolutely right. Thank you. We will fix that before the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Super. Any other changes or modifications or corrections? Okay. Hearing none. I think we will now break for executive session.
Yes.
This will take approximately 1 hour. And do we anticipate any action being required?
No.
No action being required. So we welcome you we appreciate the audience being here, but you're welcome to stay, but we don't necessarily encourage you.